Father Bob Franco. We were talking about how Father Bob, through the charismatic experience, became a Catholic priest. And I thought it might be interesting for the audience for you just to give a little bit of a history going way back to Notre Dame and the Duquesne about the what happened.
The Catholic charismatic renewal. Sure, I'd love to. You know, first of all, charisms are spiritual gifts, active in the early church, and actually in the life of every age of the church in smaller ways. But the Second Vatican Council took place 1962 to 65. In the documents that were written about laity and about the church itself, it included some paragraphs about charisms. You know, that we should be open to spiritual gifts and charisms and not rashly seek them, but also not to deny them. And, you know, one passage says it's not only through the hierarchy, priests, bishops, deacons, and through sacraments that God works, but also through charisms. So in 1967, sort of out of the blue, a group of people were on retreat at Duquesne University. They were on retreat outside of the university, but from Duquesne, and they began to experience those sacraments. One of them was Patty Gallagher Mansfield, who's coming to our conference this summer, and began to experience Christ, really, in a new way, in a deep way, in a profound way, the power of the Holy Spirit, and these gifts. And as only college students could do, they began to network with one another. And so the people from Duquesne connected with some people in Ann Arbor at the University of Michigan and then at the University of Notre Dame. And so from 1967 on, this renewal sort of spread, especially in college campuses throughout the United States, from there into parish life, from there internationally. And so there's a Catholic charismatic renewal that happens throughout the world. One point about that. I was listening to a speaker from England, and he was talking to someone who was serving the church in another part of the world and who had a little reservation about the Catholic charismatic renewal, especially since it seemed to come from America. And this man from England said, you know, if I were God, I would start the Catholic charismatic renewal in the United States. And that person says, well, why? Because if I started it in France, they probably would be too timid, or in England. And he went through different parts of the world where sometimes the personalities are a little more reticent.
Yeah.
But if you start it in America, it'll go everywhere.
Really? That's a good point, isn't it?
You know, unfortunately, the renewal, I think, in America is a little weaker than it is in other parts of the world now.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I go to the charismatic, mm-hmm. and I'm a product of the charismatic in the 1970s.
Yes.
I was in that, and it puzzles me sometimes why the charismatic renewal in the Catholic Church is not, why aren't we farther? Why isn't it farther? And I've heard some of the speakers come in from other parts of the United States, and they wonder the same things. I wonder why it isn't farther. I don't understand it.
That's a very good question. You know, I find currently my understanding, not so much my experience. I've been to a few places in the world, but not so much to Africa and Latin America or India. But their charismatic renewal thrives. I think part of it is people who are materially more needy are certainly less distracted and more. They just have a greater sensitivity to the things of God. And so, we are at times, even in our day right now, we're stressed out over $4 gas, you know, and wondering where our economy's going and stuff like that. But all of us are really pretty well off, you know, and not all of us. I know that there are pockets of hardship and difficulty in the United States. But in general, compared with Africa, compared with India, compared with other parts of the world, we have it very easy. So I think in these areas that are not so caught up in material things and the distractions of our day, they do have a greater sensitivity to the things of God, and so they see it more clearly. And so when they get involved with The power of the Holy Spirit, they jump in both feet and carry on and persevere. I think there's a lot of people in the United States who haven't persevered. They've kind of just gotten distracted.
I went to a prayer group once, and I remember that there was sharing, and the people were there saying, you know, I really feel I'm going to quit watching television 4 hours a day, and I'm really going to feel like I'm going to quit going on quite as many vacations. And it was good, but at the same time, it alarmed me because, you know, I'm not bragging or anything, but I'm not sitting and watching television 4 hours a day. You know what I mean?
Right, yes.
You know, I'm sort of out there in the battle lines, you know, and I knew the Spirit was working on them, but at the same time, I thought, well, is this the state of the church, you know, that everybody's so, they're looking for their comfort so much. I mean, I watch the Cavs every game, you know. I watch every,
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff I do, but, you know, you try to look for your comfort in Jesus first.
Amen.
In the church.
And
I love, and I'm Catholic, so I love the sacraments too, but I love to be in the Holy Spirit and then I also have the Catholic part where I enjoy,
sure,
I love the sacraments. But I mean, wow! I mean, if you're not looking for the comfort in things that last, it's a problem to get a real fire going.
Yeah, yeah, you may end up in another fire. But I'm smiling when you said that. You were thinking, wow, we've got a problem here. I guess I've just been to the point where I assume that is the problem. So if I was in a prayer group and somebody saying, well, you know, I'm going to give up 4 hours of TV a day, I might jump up and say, hallelujah, you know, because...
they're starting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Holy Spirit's working on you, and that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. You know?
Yeah.
I think that's part of it. You know, we aren't at that, maybe at that point where we sense a desperation and a need for God. And I don't think we have to be materially impoverished to sense that. But that is a work of the Holy Spirit, just to enlighten our souls to say, yes, without God, I am nothing. Without Christ, I can do nothing. I will bear no fruit. You know, and the only things that will last are those things rooted in the Lord. And the rest of it is going to crumble. Heaven and earth will pass away, Jesus said. My words will not pass away. So we need to be rooted in his words and in his way of life. So, there's...
We went from the beginning to the end right there in the Charismatic Renewal. We started off back in the 60s, and we kind of just jumped right to today in the Renewal. Mm. Although, you know, there are pockets in the Charismatic Renewal that are on fire. We just did the... our group, Twinsburg, just went to Borromeo Seminary. We're going to do a prayer meeting there the second Thursday of every month. And that was wonderful. The Borromeo, mm-hmm. the Lamb of God.